Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ramble.
That sunshine vibe be hitting like me.
Put some remoulades on your toast and spread it. It's another tripod.
That's right. Spread them.
Spread it. Spread it like. You know that song?
Spread it like. Wait, what is
peanut
it?
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly
like you
time.
Owe you some money.
I feel like I am not in a PBJ season, and I'd like to change that and get back into it because I take breaks.
It's definitely nut spreads weather.
It's time to spread those nuts, ladies and gentlemen, because it's December.
I got a cashew spread that was snickerdoodle flavored.
That's not even what I'm talking about, man.
I got a...
You got a snickerdoodle cookie spread for your cashew butter?
And I also got a vegan cacao...
Oh, my God.
Nutella alternative.
This country used to be so great.
I got it at an art market.
Well, you got... That actually sounds really... A cacao nib or whatever?
Yeah, we're on our way for a little... A little errand because your boy Zach left his sweater for the second time in a row at the pickleball court.
Are we going to pick up your sweater?
We're going to the pickleball
courts. We're going to pickleball courts.
Speaking of PB, pickleball.
Pick up PB. Welcome to the PB episode. So Jared Popkin and I, JP. Close to PB.
Yeah, almost.
I found out that he goes pickleballing before, like in the morning at like 7 a.m.
7 a.m.?
And I'm like, that's adorable. Count me in.
Oh, I'm liking this.
So I've been waking up early,
yeah,
hitting the courts, getting smoked by retirees.
Wow. And are you doing it with Popkin or are you doing it alone?
Well, I'm trying to play with Popkin, but the way... Pickleball is kind of like socialist tennis.
Oh.
So you go in and you just get paired up with whoever.
Oh, okay.
You just put your racket in a line.
Really?
And then they say, we need two. And then you go, okay, me and you.
Oh, that's really interesting. And I didn't know it was like that.
Every now and then, some fuckers come along and be like, we only play together. And you're like, fuck you.
Oh, so it's sort of, yeah, everyone does their own. Now, pickleball is not the one in the, and I know I've asked this before, but it's not the one in the big white room.
No, that's squash.
That's squash. Okay.
Yeah. Pickleball, I didn't know squash existed, like, was real.
If you look in this little bag at your feet.
I was noticing your fancy rackets.
You can see the rackets and the balls.
Oh,
but it's
wow.
It's sweeping the nation. Retirees love it. It's tennis without running.
I'd like to get into it.
You want to do it right now?
Yes.
You want to do pickleball on the podcast?
I would, but honestly, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to sully my reputation at my local court.
This is so funny, Zach. If like one person narrates and two other people play.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, but it's probably going to be so busy. Like, we can't play with strangers. We'd have to play with each other. So we'd be those doofuses.
Let's take a look. If there's three courts open, I'm down.
Okay.
But if there's only one,
all right,
then I can't sully my reputation here. If,
there's no way this is going to be good audio, but yeah.
By the way,
Tom hot?
No, Tom is old.
Oh.
And he's so good.
Hey.
He may be old. Silver people Fox. Can be hot. Yeah, Silver Fox.
Well, I think he's
old and ugly.
Past silver.
he's copper.
Oh my God.
He's a copper fox.
But what's crazy is that the people, fox. Like, pickleball is this great equalizer because you'll see people who are like, there's like, I could take this guy, come on. And he just like, pop, pop, pop. And they'll just, they call it dinking. It's just these
dinking.
Little, these little soft hits.
I'm dinking, that's a good idea.
By the way, have you guys seen Hunger Games?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm so excited.
Oh, I really am excited to see.
It looks great.
It was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed.
Is there a dink? Why'd you buy the
Peter
way
Dinklage.
That?
Oh.
That's so funny, Rainey.
Thanks.
There is a dink. Peter Dinklage. I love Peter Dinklage.
He's really good in it.
Of course he is.
The Hunger Games, like, I'm psyched on it. I'm excited to watch it, and I'm excited to watch the next three movies. And the original three are so good.
Huge news. Hunger Games' very own Rachel Ziegler.
Yeah.
Rachel Zegler? Ziegler.
Yeah.
Commented on the Try Guys Instagram.
Yeah.
Real? Recently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No way. That's
said,
great.
Keith is actually right.
She
knows Keith by name.
What?
So she's
what?
A big fan.
about Rachel Ziege? Rachel come Ziegs. On the
vlog. Rachel!
Rachel, Rachel, come on the vlog.
Please come you on the vlog.
Love to have you,
you
Rachel.
Were excellent as Maria in West Side Story.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
that movie.
Her, she has a very beautiful voice.
I like Rachel Ziegler.
I'm glad that the movie's doing well because she deserved a win.
Yeah,
she deserved
really,
a W.
And I don't, I'm not well versed on, you know, all etc. But I don't know exactly why she was canceled.
She wasn't canceled.
No,
there's just internet. No,
she was,
there's internet yes, troll incel dorks
yeah.
who made her
like.
the target of her ire.
People were calling her cringe, and I gotta tell you, as someone from one cringe to another, I think Rachel Ziegler is great. Rachel Ziegler is great in my book.
Yeah.
Is this the squash court or whatever?
The thing is that this absolutely is not the right sport for me. It's very high impact, and it does hurt my body.
Really? Oh.
But any activity, I think, is good activity.
Yeah.
I think it's all in your head, man.
Probably.
Just kidding, by the way, for the audio listeners, I was kidding.
For the video listeners, he was not joking.
I was not joking. It was real.
So are you going to get your, like, how should we go about? Are
do you
gonna,
want us to cut and then
I
we re-roll
I think we
in
all go
sweater?
Together.
I think we all go into the squash.
Don't you want to see? It's not squash.
Sorry. penis ball.
By the way, this could be a quick adventure. I could just go grab it and we're done.
I think we do with that. Zach just coat checked Rainey. He took his coat and threw it to her over her coffee.
I threw it on her coffee.
He was holding a coffee and it went.
I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Coat check.
I just. I'm almost done.
Okay, go.
What Zach, you- Zach, be like when he's having sex.
Here's. almost.
I'm almost
just one
done.
Second.
I'm almost
please hold.
Please hold.
And
I'm done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you. Good work out there, Chief.
I'm almost done.
One time in high school,
a
friend of mine hooked up with someone, yeah. and at the end, she went, "Good makeout, chief."
Oh,
and gave him a punch on the arm.
Good makeout, chief.
And that stuck with me forever.
Yeah, that is gonna be burned in.
I had to do a second Google form to add a side of my kale cashew coleslaw.
The way that you eat, man. It's something about it. It just yeah. elicits a feeling, is all I'll say.
Something in the way.
Well, I mean, what were you eating when you like didn't own a company? You know what I mean?
How did he eat before he owned
you
a company?
Because you can't be getting kale cashew salad.
At BuzzFeed, they would do
first of all, that's
lunch.
A side.
That's a side.
Oh, okay.
Well, he got a large, though. But it's at BuzzFeed, they would do like a round table lunch where they would bring the lunch in and everyone, like little piggies, would run around. And,
catering, but that was yeah. once a week.
Once, was it once or twice?
Maybe twice.
Maybe once, I don't know.
And
don't
the
remember.
Rest of it, you had to go.
You had to go do your own, DIY.
Do your own.
But I'll say that at BuzzFeed, often I was just doing like, okay, yeah, I know you're telling me that there's no lunch, but guess what? I'm making a PB&B.
Oh, because yeah.
There's,
like from
the
snack quarter. Yeah, they were an ingredient household.
And in fact, I like learned from someone who was working there. He was like, "Here's what you got to do: take the bread, take the pea, take the B." He like had like a whole system
big
for how to make
episode.
How to make it? I know we're talking about PB a lot. It's because I don't have it that much anymore, and I'd like to bring it back into my lifestyle.
I mean, I'm just thinking about what other PBs there could be: peanut brittle,
Patrick Brescia.
Patrick Brescia
went to high school with him. Shout out to Patrick.
Oh, you know Patrick?
Yeah, he's cool. He had a great Halloween party this year.
Pizza with bologna.
Ooh.
PB.
I hate bologna.
Peter Binklage.
By the way, good point, Zach.
Oh.
Well, here's Rainey, you don't like bologna?
No, I don't like the
Oh,
color.
Sorry. Do you like all other meats? Do you don't like it when I mash them together?
It's fudgesicle style. Bologna is sort of a fudgesicle, right?
Yeah. I guess.
Like they're putting it all together. And
well, fudgesicle is actually just fudge and cream.
Oh,
so.
Rainey. Oh, you simple fool.
What is it?
No, a fudgesicle is what they say is it's like leftover ice cream at the ice cream factory.
Really?
Wait, this is blowing my mind. I thought you were just being a dick.
No. This is what they say. This is why fudgesicles are really cheap. Because they just add chocolate. They like put like, oh, you know what? We have extra from this batch or whatever. It's just like a bunch of other ice cream. Mm. And then they add fudge. I think this is how they used to do it. I would imagine that now this is like ice cream truck style.
Honestly, fudgesicles are good.
No, they are good. It's just a bunch of other flavors and they add cocoa.
Hey, is there somewhere that I'm supposed to be going?
Right, I was wondering about that. So how badly do you need caffeine, both of you?
Ooh, by the way, it would be really good to have for me. Because I only had a cup of coffee and an espresso, and that was, I don't know, at the beginning of the day when I woke up. So I'd like at the very least a little pastry.
It's going to be urgent.
And it's going to go ahead and have to be a local.
Yes.
Locals only, baby.
Locals only.
So, guys, I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
Yeah, what's been going on there?
What's new?
Well, Miles and I were texting yesterday.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because we are considering another little season.
No way!
Of Candid Competition.
You texted me that and I couldn't have been more jazzed. I'm so fucking yoked and stoked for it.
The problem is, I was going to call this the final season.
Yeah.
You've been
calling
it.
Based on the schedule of when we have to film and when we need to turn the edit around, based on the other things.
Nope, go straight.
I don't know that it's going to be able to be the final season because the final season needs to be like a cinema.
Yeah, right. So well, here's what I'll say. You're saying the final, like, you don't have to bray yourself into a corner. It can also be the final season that you can do another one.
I'll just keep calling it the final
season. There's no problem with, it gets canceled at the end.
That's
like,
kind
of the beauty of the show. The final season, then we just bring it back next year. It's like Party Down. And then there's like, it's done, but then they did it again.
And then turn left.
Do you want to spoil one of the concepts that we came up with?
Yeah.
So we had on Miles' final day.
That's right.
As an employee, we squeezed all the juice out of him and had a big brainstorm.
Left me dry.
And came up with some crazy ideas for videos.
Yeah. That's fun.
And they're excellent. They're so ambitious.
So many good ones.
There's one that involves getting 100 goths.
100 goths at Chipotle.
Yeah,
yes?
And that's just like the distraction for our actual
scheme.
big fan of that. But yesterday we were talking about earrings and all this, and then Keith just gasps and he says like a spirit entered his body, and he just goes, "Where's the best place to get your ears pierced?"
Oh my god, it's so fucking funny. And you would have to get them down your ear.
Need to get like 4 piercings
in the same
day.
I think you absolutely should be doing that.
And I texted Miles expecting him to, I don't know what I expected, but he's like, "Yeah, that'll be so funny when you do that."
You wanted me to do it?
And I was like, "I'm sorry, Miles. Is your heart in it, or?"
Okay. I mean, look, here's the thing.
I'm so scared.
You have to do it, though. It's funnier to watch you do it. I don't know why, because you're like a little pincushion. It's just funny. And also, like, you have needles and whatever. It's just funny. Also, I don't know why it's funnier to watch you do it.
Miles is backing out.
No, I'm happy to be present. Maybe I'll get one piercing belly button.
I've wanted to do a belly button piercing video for a long time.
It gets infected.
Everyone said no.
No, it gets infected. It's fucking horrible.
I'm putting this out because I need the audience to tell me. I am a little immunocompromised baby boy.
Yeah.
And I need to know if I get my ears pierced.
4 times.
And then, 4 times. Yeah. And then, like, say, immediately take them out. One, will they heal over? I did research that, like, the fresher the hole, the easier it heals over. And two, what is my chance of infection?
I think that if you take it out, your chance of infection is a lot lower.
What I've heard is that it's the cheap earrings that give you the infection.
Rainey,
I keep looking at you, and you're letting me and Miles talk, and we know nothing.
We know nothing about this, Rainey.
Yeah, well, I mean, my first thought is, do you know how painful it is to do the cartilage?
I don't, and I'm so scared.
No, it's like, people talk about, they're like, I couldn't sleep on that side of my head for 6 months.
What?
Zach, you gotta do it, man.
If you got like 4 in a row, that'd be insane.
That's if you keep the earring in, because it pushes on it, right? I don't know anything about this.
Well, if you just like squeeze the top of your ear, like where it would go, hurt.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you that I get at acupuncture, she's been doing this thing lately where she takes like a seed. I don't know what kind of seed it is. A seed. And tapes it to my ear, and then I'm just supposed to like pressure point it throughout the day, and it's absolute torture.
Because it just hurts a lot.
Because it hurts. So the idea of like
ripping through.
It makes
that.
Me.
But that gives the video stakes.
That's exactly. I don't want to do this. More like it makes me queasy.
Yeah, Jesus.
To even think about it, which is why I know it's a good video.
I also think that we do this once, and then you're gonna want to abandon the video.
Well, because it's
the best place. We're going to 5 spots to get my ears pierced, and after the first one, you're like, I need to go home. And that's maybe the end of the video.
Because what's worse than getting your ears pierced five times in a row? Getting it pierced five times with an hour in between.
Yeah, oh
so
my god.
So you just like...
It's yeah. going to be torture.
You have this pain, and then you wait.
Oh
and
my
then
god.
You build it up again, and the anticipation. Oh, it just is off. I don't even know why I'm saying this, because I already want to abandon it.
Or
I don't.
Honestly,
I can't do this
we
idea.
We may need someone who it wants to have...
And then turn left
a here. Bunch of ear piercing.
Yeah, that's, I think, that is
Who
better.
Who wants to watch that, though? They want to watch us suffer.
That's a good point.
They well, do. No, but I think also the utility of this video is if you want an ear pierce and you can go to a number of places, then it's informative.
The
it's, like,
office
helpful.
Told yeah. me that I shouldn't actually go through with Claire's.
Why? Because
really?
It's so bad?
They said it's, like, so filthy. So if anyone works
but Claire's, but Claire's is
but that's
classic.
The quintessential
you
experience.
To,
you have to do it. What I got my ears pierced at Claire's.
Tell me about it.
It was very nerve wracking, but then it was so cute. So that's what I remember being like, ah, so cute, so cute. I mean,
ah, so cute, so cute.
Oh, and then the coffee shop is actually like right up here.
Oh, cool.
On the left?
So it's on the right.
Then why'd you tell me to get into the left?
Well, because we turned left a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We turned left a while ago.
But you can park wherever, and then I can just... You know, take a little
do that
half
thing.
Block.
Rainey's
do
gonna
thing.
Take a little thing.
I mean, yeah. Let's plan. What do you guys want?
Ooh, really good question, Zach. What are you thinking?
Pass.
Oh my gosh.
You don't want anything?
No,
I'm
do. I'm
definitely
just not ready.
Gonna need a mystery pastry, Rainey.
Yeah, of course.
It's gonna have to be on the company. It's gonna have to be for the company. It's mm-hmm. gonna have to be mystery, and it's gonna have to be yummy. I think
yeah.
also, and I hate to say this.
Mm-hmm.
What about a mocha for me?
You should definitely do a mocha.
Watch
that's
this parallel
so
park.
Interesting. Go, Zach. Go, Zach.
Zach's parallel parking funk. Confidently, and I thought it was pretty hot.
It was a big spot, so I was able to just funk, funk.
Yeah, he thought
so
he
this is actually
right in.
Interesting, too. I originally wanted to do a podcast at a thrift store.
Oh.
And this place said it was permanently closed, but it obviously isn't.
Wow.
Well, it's here and it's open.
It's thrifting.
But we can
it's
go.
It's here, it's thrifting, and it's open.
This is the actually, I believe this is the thrift store where I walked in and found my old merch.
Oh, that's
really
so
tough.
Funny.
And I.
Someone gave it.
On super duper discount. That was a rough moment for me.
Oh, that is. Yeah. How did you feel about that?
I felt betrayed.
You felt, yeah.
So we're not going to come in, Rainey. We're going to let you do your thing.
I think that's easiest.
Yeah, Rainey, I'm loving it. And Rainey, what's your order going
to
be?
Well, I have to see how the locals do a dirty cha-cha.
By the way, I'm loving a local dirty cha-cha. And what's the name of this place?
Let's see. It's Boulevard Cafecito.
Today we're going to Boulevard Cafecito to get a special little snack and cheap.
It's going to be a chai latte with oat hot.
Okay, let me write this down.
For your boy.
Piping. Ask them to scald the milk.
I want it sizzling.
Chai latte with
boiled
oat.
Milk.
Boiled. Ask me to make a boiled chai, please.
And then Miles wants a mocha, right?
It's got to be a mocha. It's got to be whole.
And maybe find out if they have a little vegan treat.
And a little non-vegan treat.
Surprise treat and vegan treat.
That's right.
But well, okay. A surprise. The vegan treat should also be a surprise.
Yeah, we want to be surprised regardless. There's nothing better than a surprise.
We love a surprise.
Oh, it's been a while since I've been surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
What about...
Oh, that's a scare. I don't think it's what you're thinking
confused
of.
Confused the two.
Yeah, I mean, a surprise, like,
this
Prezi.
Person is really concerned about what we were doing.
Well, she just got a matching car.
I know.
Prius. Okay, Miles, I'm going to give you these headphones.
Rainey, I would love them nothing more than to have those headphones. It's rolling. Oh, she smashed... This car almost just smashed into us. And now it's going to literally be
take
the Miles
spot.
And Zach... special while Rainey gets the coffee.
Ooh, there's another vintage store that's a small one. It's called Stone Vintage.
So, Zach, what's been going on recently, man? I haven't seen you in a while. Where's your head at?
Well, I've been thinking about this spider web that's on my car. It's between the window and the side view mirror, and every time I drive, there's spiders be wildin' at my house, and they keep building on my car, and so when I drive, I watch this thing wobble in the wind.
And you've never done anything about it?
Well, it I do, and then it comes back, and I always think maybe if I drive fast enough...
I would actually think the same thing, but this is just to show you how resilient spiders are.
Spiders are amazing.
They're a resilient
I think we're
going
to kill it right now. The web, not
think
the
so?
Spider.
Oh, here we go. No, didn't
no,
kill it at
wow.
all. Zach, roll down the window, and
oh,
spoiler
it's worse
alert,
now. Oh
it's,
my God.
It is worse.
Driving me crazy.
You got to leave it there, man.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
By the way, Rainey said sweet or spicy chai. I don't even know how to answer that.
I literally don't know how to answer that.
I'm going to say, we don't know. I mean, it's got, to me, I kind of want spicy.
Yeah, I mean, is the spicy not sweet?
It must be that they have two types of chai.
This is a reel.
An Instagram reel. This is so real, it's Instagram reels.
I feel like such a fraud. I'm like, my mouth is trying to, because I guess a chai has that, the cinnamony.
Mouth feel.
Spice.
Yeah.
But it's also sweet.
It's kind of the, like, it's like the...
I think I want it sweet.
The main thing about chai is that it's sweet and spicy. It's sort of like a sweet and spicy
half and
wing.
Half?
Yeah, nugget wing.
Half, half.
Half and half sounds nice.
I just, it's the coward's way out, but I don't know. I'm
centrist.
So dumbfounded.
So you just did, Smoke Show round two, and you're railing against YouTube.
We did round two, we did round three. We are, I mean, we have our, you know, all my friends in Hollywood, they...
here we go.
They, just like anyone who works in any sort of entertainment, like, yeah. They're just cruising between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, right.
But for YouTubers, it's the exact opposite. This is the most important time of year for us. It's when we make a majority of our revenue.
Yeah, because the CPMs are way higher because people
are
trying to sell shit.
Ad rates are higher. We get more branded work. Everyone's trying to, like, all the brands are closing.
Oh, maybe I should
spending.
Do Vlogmas.
That is why people traditionally did Vlogmas, yeah. Is because they commanded higher rates. Mm. So then for us, we make the least amount of money in January, but we still, it's important for us to, like, release good stuff. We have a video that's going to be coming out end of December where we kind of talk about where we're at as a company,
yeah.
Like what went well this year, what maybe didn't, and what this next year is going to look like.
State of the Union, Try Guy style.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
So a lot of my thinking has just been about, like, charting out the next year. You know, we're going to be turning 10 years old as a brand.
Yeah, wow.
So things have to change to stay fresh. I don't want to preempt what that message is, but those are the things that I'm thinking about.
That's cool.
I've been unfortunately, like, stuck doing a lot of, like, executive work.
Yeah.
As opposed to creative.
No, I get that. That sucks. Are you having to delegate some of the executive stuff so you can do the stuff you want to do?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I mean, I'll say that I saw your Patreon talk. We were at the Patreon Creator Fest, and Zach gave a talk, and I watched it, and I thought, wow, this guy's smart. But actually, no, that was one of the things you said that I thought was really smart, was replace yourself.
Sure.
And how important it is as a creative guy.
To trust other people, find other people who can do what you do better.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we didn't get to talk about this last time you were on the pod, but can I tell you, I was so unbelievably nervous during that talk.
Really?
So I did this speech at Patreon's Creator Fest.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got this. I know how to give a fucking talk.
Right.
I love talking. And they had me put together this presentation, this keynote presentation. And I really didn't prepare that hard because in my mind, I'm like, I know this shit. Yeah. I know how to talk.
You fart this out.
I'm ready to fucking crush this. Yeah. This is stuff I, like, if you just, like, you know, put me in your blunt rotation, I'm just going to start ranting about this stuff anyway.
Hell yeah, you're going to wing it.
This is just what I talk about.
Yeah.
But I get there and, you know, well, okay, let me actually go in order. Right before I'm about to go on, no, let me go back further. They invited me Friday to come to downtown to do a tech run through.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
I'm like, not a chance.
Yeah, not going
to
do that.
I'm not sitting in an hour and a half of traffic
to
press a button. Yeah, like, yeah, sure. So, but they told me, they're like, yeah, it's going to be good. You have, like, a button for the next slide, and then you have a little scrolly thing that you can go through your notes. I'm like, great. And I get there, and, like, a minute before we're about to go on, he's like, okay, so here's your clicker. And I'm like, yeah, and where's the scrolly? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, for my notes. He's like, stand by. And he goes, he walks off. He, like, talks into his headphone thing. And he goes, we don't have notes for you.
Ooh, Zach. And that makes me want to die. That's so scary.
And I go, what do you mean? And they say, we didn't get, you know, like, the notes are connected to the slideshow. Like, each slide should have its own notes. And I'm like, oh, mine's just a Google Doc that I thought I was going to be able to follow along.
Yeah.
And they said, and I'm like, no worries. I have it on my phone. I'll use my phone.
Yeah.
So now I'm like on my phone trying to figure out how the thing, keep the thing from not turning off.
Yeah.
So I get on stage and Jack Conte, who is the CEO of Patreon, really brilliant creator as well. Someone I really respect. Yeah. I just think he's cool. He kept telling me how excited he was
for my
speech. Stand by. We got treats.
Yeah.
This one is pourvu, and this one is vegan.
Oh little my vegan gosh. Treat. Okay. I'm not. We're gonna do an unboxing. We'll wait. Let's tell the story.
Okay.
So Jack keeps telling me how psyched he is, and that he like cleared his schedule and like rearranged it to be there. So I get on stage. I see Jack.
He's in the audience. He's right there.
He's smiling. He's beaming ear to ear. I see Miles.
I was there?
And while I should have looked at you as this, like, encouraging, welcoming face, instead I look at you and I go, I gotta make him proud. And I just kept seeing you through the crowd, and every time I did, it made me nervous.
No way! That's so funny.
And I do my, like, opening joke.
And it doesn't go well?
And it silence. And it was more of like a chuckle.
You were expecting a standing O.
My opening joke was, hey, I'm Zach Kornfeld. You may know me as the Try Guys or one of those guys from SNL.
Yeah.
And silence.
Oh, Zachy.
And I go, oh no.
Yeah, that's tough.
So then there was also that thing where I had like the Britney Spears headset.
Yes.
And I could like hear an echo of myself as we were going.
No, that's
so horrible. My mouth got so unbelievably dry, like parched. And they gave me Rainey's back with another drink.
My mocha? Yeah. Oh, God. Don't talk to me till I've had my mocha. Okay, it smells incredible, but we'll get to it later. We'll get to it later.
Oh, yeah.
Can you smell whole milk?
Oh, no.
Send your
They gave me a tiny little bottle of water, but it was on a little table on the very far end of the stage where the light falls into darkness.
Mm.
And because I have a clicker in one hand and my phone notes in another, I have to walk up to the table, put all my stuff down, and like there were no built-in. So anyway, by the end, I just was like, everyone said I did great.
You did great. I thought it was a great talk. And it was inspiring, but yeah, Replace Yourself was good. You talked a lot about business. I also really appreciated the, you made a pie chart of the amount of money that the company makes from where. I thought that was really clever and interesting because that's something you don't see a lot, and it gives people context of like, oh, where should I be putting my value into my work?
Well, it's, you know, being Patreon and Creator Fest, it was a lot of, you know, younger or upstart creators and people who have been, you know, a decade into their career too, but a lot of it was about thinking about where is your revenue coming from, because the revenue is ultimately what's going to allow you to make your art.
Yeah.
And for some people, your revenue is going to be coming from the fact that you are like hitting the algorithm, right? But maybe your revenue is coming from the community you're building, and you know, someone there makes like custom wallpapers for people's phones, and like, great. Then you don't need to worry about your money coming from getting the biggest audience possible. Your money should come from rather your content strategy is making stuff that reaches deeply a core audience, and now you're going to build that community and uplift them. Our business, you know, as the Try Guys, we're an ad-based business. Stick around for an ad on this show.
Yeah.
We have ads on our YouTube. We do custom ads. It's something I want to move us away from because I don't love that reliance.
Yeah, because you have to be reliant on something you can't ultimately control.
Correct.
And it makes it hard to predict where your income's going to be and how you can hire and how you can budget and whatever.
Yeah, and that's been a lot of like this year as like understanding our revenue, looking at it, and figuring out where do we want to go.
There's also the Jack Conte gave a talk. Did you see his talk?
I did. I wasn't able to. It was actually Maggie's birthday.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah,
it was her birthday
course.
Weekend,
yeah, yeah.
But she was like, go do that. And then we'll do our thing.
Jack gave this talk that was super inspiring, and I'm sure it's like stuff he's just echoed just talking to you too, because it was about the internet and how we started as like Web 1 and then Web 2, and it started as the follower economy, where you could make stuff online and people could follow you, and that was really an important relationship because people could track your content and continue to watch the next stuff you'd make. If they like one of your videos, they're going to like a next one and whatever, and next and next and next. And now the internet has moved away from that with TikTok, where it is not about followers and creators creating for their followers. It is about companies wanting the feed to be the best feed possible. So it makes it harder to be a creator because you have to try to curate to the feed and not to your following of people who are interested in your stuff. And it makes the relationship different and makes the content different.
I think it's made our content worse.
Yeah, yeah, no.
100%.
You have to chase something you have less control over instead of finding an audience that likes you and making stuff that they're going to like because they like the style of content you make.
Definitely my big goal for this year is to focus less on all of that and just more on community and the core of people who have supported us. The last little bit, Rennie's taking a photo of us from outside. The last little bit that I'll tell you is that because of this speech, I had a crazy spike of adrenaline.
Oh, yeah.
And it lasted 2 hours.
No way. Afterwards, you returned?
Unwell.
Oh, jeez.
I stuck around. I talked to people. I was like, hey, This flew by, like, I'll be here, like, any questions you got, like, let's chat content.
Yeah.
So I stuck around for an hour, talked to some really cool creators, but then they hired me a driver. So
you were a keynote speaker.
So 30 minutes in the car, and then maybe I got home, and Maggie and our friend Sam were there, and I'm like, hey, I just, like, need a minute.
Yeah.
You
were turning. That's quite wild.
There was something about that, like the public speaking nightmare of I'm about to talk in front of people that I admire and I might don't have my notes.
That's so scary.
That singular nightmare.
Yeah.
Rennie Toll, welcome back to the plug.
What did I miss?
We were talking about the Patreon Creator Fest.
We're not going to recap it.
We're not going to. Let's just do word for word what we just said.
What's exciting is I will be in a week listening word
for
word.
You're going to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
with
a good point.
I'll be listening live with the audience.
That's a really good point.
And delete it all.
Rainey's
like, not enough, Rainey.
Not enough, Rainey. We got to cut it out. Okay, Rainey, so I have my mocha here.
Yes, have you taken a sip?
I have not yet. Let me give you these headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And I looks like I had the SPCH, the SWCH. This is the spinach switch.
Spinach. Yeah, what is that? Spinach spicy switch chai?
I feel stupid that I don't know the difference between spicy and sweet chai because I thought that all chai was sweet with spicy notes.
That's also what I thought. Zach, why don't you give a sip first? That's Oat Rainy, right?
No.
Did you spill a drink all over Zach's Hummer?
Thankfully,
Rainy, I just got this decaled.
No,
with flames on the side.
It is all okay. Nobody think about it. Don't look back. Just kidding. Didn't actually spill.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just kidding. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's gonna be bad. So I've got my mocha here. Zach's got his chai. Why don't we do the chai? This is Zach's sweet spicy chai. He's sipping it. He seems confused, concerned. Maybe that's just his face. Here we go, and he's liking it.
Oh yeah. Let me tell you, by the way. I now wish that I hadn't taken the coward's way out. I want to go. I want to go full spice.
Yeah.
You should have said just spicy.
We have to go back. You don't know the difference between sweet and spicy chai.
I just am not often given an option.
I've never gone somewhere that has both.
Wow. You know those chai concentrates? They're like Oregon chai or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can order or you can buy at Costco, which call back to last week because we went there.
The time travel recording these batches is killing me.
But they had a sweet and they had a spicy, so I'm actually intimately familiar because I am always... And by the way, actually, my friend from high school who used to drink it straight, just the concentrate.
Ew!
No milk. But she just commented on my B-Reel. Just showed up on my B-Reel. I didn't really know I was friends with her on B-Reel. Oh. No, she's fun. She's good, though.
That's really good.
I just haven't seen her in a while because she moved.
You're still doing B-Reel?
Oh, yeah.
Is it popping off or a lot of people on it?
I never had a ton of people to start with, but like definitely I'm checking in with Devin, I'm checking in with Desiree, I'm checking in with Maya now.
Yeah, you guys are the only people I know that do it, or the four of you.
Well, we did in the middle of lunch, we were in the middle of a conversation, and then it was like, 1 second, it's B-Reel, and the conversation, hush. And Chris, our freelance DP, was there, and he was like, wait, what just happened?
What just happened?
Everybody just stopped talking.
I need to start writing down a list of the things that Rainey throws out during
it's
lunch.
It's unbelievable.
Because I literally made her stop talking about something the other day. You didn't know what Humpty Dumpty was?
Well.
You mean who Humpty Dumpty was?
Yeah, I didn't know. You know how nursery rhymes always have like a dark history? I know Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Humpty Dumpty was on a wall.
I knew he fell, and I knew he was on a great
fall. But I don't know what the metaphor is.
Is there a metaphor?
Miles, what do you think that is?
He just did it with reckless abandon.
I did not like the experience of biting into something and Rainey throwing doubt into the equation. What do you think that is? Like, there's something weird in it?
Yeah, well, there is. It's not bad, but it is going to be interesting. And I want to see if you can guess what's in it.
Let me be honest here.
Okay.
I took a bite. I didn't get any filling, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, then you probably won't know. You'll have to take another bite. I hate to tell you.
I'm getting croissant.
Yeah?
But I don't think I got what the... Honestly, I'm tasting savory a little.
Mm-hmm.
And is it spinach?
No.
Is it ham and cheese?
No.
No?
No. I'm telling you, it's interesting.
I'm not going to look at it because I didn't get filling at all.
Okay.
I'm going to take another bite here.
Welcome blind back bite. To Miles' blind croissant
taste. Should I go on the other
test.
Side, Rainey? I'm not looking at it. I don't want to see it.
No, you should. You should go in the middle.
In the middle right here?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Big boy bite. Huge bite. Oh, that's definitely a cheese of sorts. There's crumbs all over your beard.
Is this chocolate? Because I'm not getting chocolate.
No, it's definitely not chocolate, and that's crazy that you think that there's chocolate in
there. I'll be honest, it's because I saw a little hint of a dark fluid in there.
I'm going to guess that it's olive tapenade.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
Egg whites.
I'm not getting any flavor except for croissant.
It's Gruyere.
There's cheese. Okay, so it's got to be cheese.
Yeah.
So it's cheese.
Gruyere and olive tapenade.
Is it cheese and spices?
Yeah. It's called cheese and spice. No, it's not.
No. What is this? It's flopping. It's also flopping.
It's cheddar sage.
Oh. Uh-huh. I actually do like that, and I appreciate it. Cheddar sage.
This is my daughter, Cheddar Sage. It's a beautiful name.
Podcast at Cheddar Sage.
Yes, at Cheddar Sage. Cheddar Sage. It's a new cha-cha.
By
Get
way,
yourself
cheddar?
A croissant with cheddar and sage.
Look at Zach's little
Look
vegan muffin.
At this vegan, little vegan treat. By the way, can I say, this is not a little vegan treat. This
it's
is
a
boy. Vegan feast. This is certainly a lemon poppy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do we feel about lemon poppy?
I love lemon
I'm
poppy.
I'm bored.
It's love been a while it. Since I've had it. The poppy seeds are never coveted by me.
You don't like them?
Do you think they have a taste?
Even on a bagel.
What? You don't, wait. You don't think they have a taste?
I sort of think they have a texture.
Begging you to wipe your mouth.
Is there a nappy? Or maybe Zach's sweater?
I think that poppy seeds are actually pretty flagrant.
Flagrant?
Yeah.
I think poppy seeds are flagrant. Rainey Toll, 2023.
They
Wait,
changed the whole experience
with
bagel.
What do you think they taste like? Get it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hey, Zach, get after it. Get after it, bitch.
You can see the zest.
A little too lemon for me.
Oh my God. He orders a lemon poppy seed and it's too lemon?
Wow.
That sucks.
I feel like often
that's Bradley.
The ruffles aren't lemon enough.
No, I was just kidding. Rainey, this is delicious. Thank you so much. Would you like a bite?
Sure.
Rainey was... It sounded like
kinda
she was
just
not...
Have to claw
it sounded like she didn't want a bite. She went, sure. Like, it seems like Rainey didn't want a bite.
I love that.
Well, obviously, I got to get in there. I opened my mouth with Zach.
It's a thumbnail.
Miles just forced me to feed him.
I think it's only fair.
Zach is the mama bird to Miles' baby bird.
Mama bird
let me chew it up for you. Hold on. Nom, 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 nom.
That's interesting.
Open wide.
I mama bird my meals for a whole day. How's that for a YouTube video?
That's really good.
I mama
bird. Now, you wouldn't have known that this was vegan.
No, you wouldn't. It's very soft. Usually vegan treats sometimes can be
it's not.
Grainy.
Prank.
Pranked ya.
I thought this was Saoirse Ronan in front
Whoa,
of us, but it is
she's got
not.
A Taco Bell shirt. That's cool.
I was thinking when I was in there, I was like,
we
what
tell
if
her
Timothy...
That we, love, we, want, we all want her outfit.
No. Hey, we like your vibe.
I do like her vibe.
I do. I thought
but
she
I don't
was really
tell
cool.
Her that.
In
I
a
know.
Non-sexual way, we all like your vibe.
Okay, yeah. If you add
don't
in a non-sexual...
Don't say non-sexual. How would you, honestly, that's interesting. How do you compliment someone without thinking that they think you want to bone them if they're a stranger? Hey, I think your vibe is really nice.
Hey, platonically, we think your vibe is off the charts.
On a platonic level, I think you're hot as fuck.
I'm married, but I think you're hot.
You just,
by the way, no. I think I'm married, but I think you're hot does not have an effect. I think that is too, like, and it's like, oh, so you want me to be your mistress or mastress?
Happily married, looking hot.
Monogamy check. That said, fine. To be clear, we did not start this off by calling her hot. We said her outfit was cool.
No, that's, I thought it was cool, but it was like stylish. So it's like, that's cool. Like stylish stuff is cool and hot.
Yeah, I agree. Give yourself a makeover. You'll be hot.
Being hot is a state of mind.
Hey, girl, not attracted to you whatsoever. That said, love the t-shirt. I would like a link.
Cool shoes.
We were supposed to go to a skate park.
I don't even think we have time.
I don't think we have time, to be honest.
Who needs a skate park when you're Zaremelaide? You're having fun.
Well, yeah. You're with your best buddies.
You don't even need
car?
A skate park.
Call it Zach finally gets his little vegan treat, parentheses, missing sweater adventure. Done.
I like that for
him. Easy. That's why you're the profesh.
Cut and print.
And
Rainey, what's new in your life slash world recently? It's been a while since I've seen you, and I'm wondering if there's any rain dates, rain updates.
Rain dates. I mean, let's see. My cousin visited me.
That's huge.
This weekend. Uh-oh. So it was cute. Yeah, he's like this little 16-year-old kid. So we went to the Huntington Gardens. We went to eat. We went to the Hunger Games. We went to Echo Park.
Oh, what did you do in Echo Park?
Well, so he goes to an art school, and there's a legend that somebody from the graduate from the art school was discovered at Echo Park doing community theater. He doesn't know who it is, and I tried to look it up, and I couldn't find anybody.
Someone was discovered.
Someone was discovered, but there's no theater there.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know.
This is such a bizarre legend.
There's a legend that someone was discovered. I thought you were going to say like their body was discovered in the lake. Into Echo Park Lake.
I've told this story 3 times. Every single person has said that.
Yeah, because the way you're setting it up is like they were discovered.
They were discovered.
As an actor. And it's like, ooh, that's fun.
Y'all getting in the holiday cheer, the spirit?
I will say, I really love this time of year. And every time I think, you know what would be really nice? Is if I went to Big Bear, which is a little bit farther away because it's actually wintry and a vibe.
Yeah.
Los Angeles does not have that Santa je ne sais quoi that I am looking for the holiday season / spirit.
I have a conspiracy theory that Christmas only exists because the winter is miserable.
Yeah.
The days are shorter.
That's not a conspiracy.
It's cold.
That's true.
It sucks. And so we have fun little lights in our homes.
Well, it's actually because our Savior was born.
No. Did you know that Jesus was born in the summer?
Yeah, I heard that.
And then they moved it to the winter because you need a little... Well, actually, it's because the Roman holiday, the solstice... is actually really close to the 21st. So they were like, oh no, it's sort of, they did a hybrid, Jesus born plus solstice.
And you thought you weren't going to learn about Rome today.
Yeah. My Roman Empire is Christmas.
My Roman Empire?
That is a really good tweet, Rainey. Tweet it.
Tweet it. My Roman Empire, Jesus Christ.
That's honestly is such a funny t-shirt. My Roman Empire is Jesus Christ.
A group of church kids at Six Flags all wearing that.
Honestly, that's a fire hat.
Ugh.
By the way, I was
we
just
should be printing merch based on everything we say. You know what?
I can't be a sustainable business.
I want every episode to yield at least 14 pieces of Fuego merch.
All right, I get that. I just got to start saying good stuff. Literally, ball is life.
Literally, everything we say is t-shirtable.
Yeah.
You miss 100% of the mochas you don't drink.
That's good.
This chai is half spicy, half sweet. You think that was a miss?
I think that's going to be a 0 sales. There's going to be 1 sell to Poland on the heathered gray hoodie.
To Poland. Yeah. I mean, Miles, what's new with you? I feel like you've been a busy bee.
I moved, which is fucking crazy. I moved to, my new address is 172 1414 Penis Lane, West Ontario. I know, I had a little going away thing very last minute. Rainey, I noticed that you also weren't there.
Well,
but it was because Desiree had a thing.
That's right.
And we could only pick that one day, so a lot of people from work weren't there.
Yeah, Desiree did say in our group chat, quote, I will... anyone who goes to Miles' party over mine will be on my personal shit list.
No way. She said that to how many people in the group chat? Just the girlies?
Just the girlies.
Okay. No, I do get that, though, because I felt
she
bad.
She did tell us about it, like,
hers
truly
was a fundraiser.
In August.
Yeah, no, hers was a fundraiser, and mine was just, like, a going-away thing.
Also, you could have done both. You could have done a little bang-bang.
Part of towns that were too far away.
Okay, it was, yeah.
But
it was crazy, by the way. So it was a lip-sync battle,
yeah,
and
cool.
It was, like, professional grade. I was, like, I saw all of Desiree's crushes, which was exciting.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Literally yeah. leaking that Desiree's crushes were there.
No, well, what's fun about Desiree is
we gotta get Desiree on the pod. By the way,
we really do. She has
as if that is an as if we couldn't do that.
It's a big get.
We gotta get Desiree on the pod. As if we didn't just see Desiree get in the car and come to a coffee shop.
We gotta put in an ask to her PR.
couldn't be more accessible.
We were one time we were talking about some famous person whose papers went to the Huntington Gardens, and Desiree was like, "The Huntington Gardens can have my papers."
What is that?
I don't know what that meant.
But I would put it on a T-shirt.
It'd be good on a T-shirt, but I don't know what it means.
My pants are filthy with vegan.
You want to give me another bite of that, or you want to finish it off like a big boy?
I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to savor it.
Take your time,
unlike
man.
you little snack guzzler.
I snacked up my cheese croissant.
Guzzling down that Gruyere.
I gobbled down the Gruyere spice croissant, and I didn't even know that it existed like that.
So wait, what the fuck does the Huntington Garden
thing mean? Yeah, so explain the lore, Rainey.
Well, so you know the Huntington Library is like where like lots of esteem, like the first ever printed Bible is.
I've heard this.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they have libraries where like
what do you mean the first Bible? Was not printed in Los Angeles. There's no way.
The first Bible was printed on palm leaves.
Well, I believe that was handwritten.
Okay,
but not in Los Angeles. It was brought to Los Angeles.
Someone dragged me to hell to pieces if I'm wrong. Yeah. But the printing press was invented in colonial America. Like, the Industrial Revolution did not happen.
Yeah. Let's see. Did I read that plaque? I did see
Rainey
the Bible.
Standing in front of a plaque reading first Bible and then stop paying attention, watch the TikTok.
Wasn't
and it's like, well, the first Bible is there.
Wasn't the Industrial Revolution like the 1700s pre-America and that's like part of how...
Well, the Industrial Revolution was 1910.
Am I stupid?
We are stupid, by the way. And I want everyone to say, if you're a historian out there,
yeah,
drag us in the comments.
And explain
what's actually going on. Industrial Revolution, that's not the printing press. Different things.
Okay.
But printing press is part of how they got like they got everyone to rally around fucking fuck the British.
Really?
Printing press.
Oh, it was like papers. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
You still have a little croissant.
I mean, yeah. How do you guys think you would do in...
I'm glad we talked that through because last thing I would want to do is spread misinformation on this
about
podcast.
We've never everything
done
else is gold. And
it's fact-checked.
It's fact-checked, but...
Can you imagine me fact-checking everything said?
Hey, guys. So, fact-check at the end. Hey, guys, just want to let you know that none of this was true, and I'm really sorry. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.
My pants are wrecked with frosting.
We actually... People in the science... We talked about science on a recent episode, and the comments were all like, by the way...
This is important. 11-11. So now what you have to do is kiss 11 times.
I'm not gonna do that.
You can't kiss Zach. Hey,
and then you get good luck.
Damn it. So are you big into the angel numbers?
Yeah. Also, I see 11 everywhere.
You know,
I wonder, honestly, I wonder if like Los Angeles names stuff 111 all the time.
Why do you think you see 11
also,
everywhere?
There are only
my boba
so
place,
many numbers.
The bathroom code, guess what it is?
11.
1122.
So not all 11s, though.
I'm always looking at the clock. It's 11:11.
Well, at least twice a day. At least twice a day, Rainey, right?
I'll have to find for you, Rainey. I'm blanking on the name of this. It's either a sequence or this scientific theory. But there, you would think that, like, in the universe, like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, that there's an even distribution of numbers, right? There's not.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard this.
There's more ones than there are twos, and there's more twos than there are threes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Even like the ending digits of things.
Oh.
It's dope. I'll send it to you.
That's
it's going to change the way you look at the world.
What I think a lot of people don't realize is, Zach, you read a lot of articles.
Well, I'm gonna stop you right there. Zach scans tweets.
Can I tell you, Elon Musk, fuck him.
Yeah.
And he has succeeded in hollowing out our systems of information and communication.
I don't even use Twitter anymore.
Well, I am a dumber person now.
Yeah.
And I am less aware of the world.
100%.
I really relied on Twitter, maybe damagingly so, as a system of information. Twitter was where I followed journalists. I followed firsthand accounts of like people on the street. Mm-hmm. It was a huge for information for me during the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, I was getting art. What are you laughing
Sorry,
at?
I'm just laughing because the lens flare on this shot.
It's beautiful.
So fucking crazy.
Angelic.
It's beautiful.
That's good.
I would get articles. I feel like I learned so much about the world in one unified feed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he has systematically dismantled it, and I have felt the effect on myself.
Yeah.
I think that social media, just broadly speaking, is a terrible way to digest and get information and news about the world now.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It feels very intentional in a way that scares me.
Oh.
I think that people are going to have a hunger for a less unified internet in the next 10 years.
It's already happened.
And I already do, but I think that like this homogenization of, it's like, okay, we get pretty much, if you have a business or whatever, you're going to follow the Twitter account or the Instagram account. You're not really going to bespoke websites. Maybe you sign up for an email list, but most people don't even do that. So it's like, I think people are going to start to hunger to not be on that and to go to more unique sites. Because that's how it used to be, and it was really felt like when you went online, you could discover anything.
Stumble Upon.
I loved Stumble Upon. Do you know that other any?
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And
Omegle?
I think that Omegle, although that shut down.
I'm just going to say, to be Debbie Downer over here, but, like, we got an election year coming up, and I'm even talking local elections.
Yeah. No,
and
it's
especially
local. And we just, oh boy. Our systems of information are so fucking broken.
Completely.
And I really am afraid. Because I feel to myself, I am dumber and less aware about the world, and I feel that gap.
Yeah.
And I got to buy a fucking newspaper or something.
It's crazy.
Evil Dead something.
I saw
there.
That. The Mystic Museum, Evil Dead. And Zach's favorite movie is Evil Dead.
I fully stopped,
in the middle
of the
street. I was sort of like, is
to
this
try
safe?
And take a photo, but I don't have my phone. So anyway. Yeah.
You love your phone?
Remember it. Mystic Museum. Well, I don't know where it is. It's
Zach's
here somewhere.
Just, like, raw
I'm off
dog
the grid.
Life. Yeah, that's crazy.
Raw dog life.
So essentially.
Like a t-shirt.
Raw dog life. That's a t-shirt
that's
I want.
That's a T. That's a good T. Sorry, go for it.
I love that. I think that is a really good idea.
Anyway, we're sort of nearing the end of the episode here, and I figure it's just about as good a time as any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. if you want.
If you've been wondering what raw dogging life might feel like, then perhaps you need someone to set you in the right direction. Someone to help you feel good in your heart.
Oh my gosh.
Someone whose sage wisdom can get you on the direction you need to go. This is advice that will go for Miles.
What the
with
hell
your host, Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah! Ow, ow!
You need to protect your genitals because they don't want to be free-flowing in the wind.
Interesting.
You're going to need a shield. That's why I'm telling you that genital shield, a.k.a. pants, are a good thing to have. And the best pants don't have to be $1 billion anymore. Jeans and chinos are too expensive, dad.
All jeans?
All jeans are fucking pricey, man. However,
Charlotte Russe.
I want you to take a little road trip and a little medical visit to Carhartt.
What's
interesting? What's Carhartt? I didn't know they were not expensive at Carhartt.
Three pairs of pants for $150. $50 pants. Oh, that sounds like a novel idea, Miles.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know Carhartt. What is this?
Carhartt
you
is
don't know
a
Carhartt?
Working brand. They sell, like, pants. The pants I'm wearing right now are Carhartt. They sell pants for, like, the working stiff.
These are Carhartt?
These are Carhartts. Don't say something mean about them. But they make all sorts of pants, and I've found that it's really hard. Carhartt's sort of a classic staple brand. They, like these pants have five pockets for, like, hammers or whatever the fuck.
Where mm-hmm. is it compared to with, like, a Dickies?
Similar to Dickies.
I like a good Dickies.
Yeah, no, very similar to Dickies, and honestly, I'll recommend them too. But I was like looking around, I was like, I have to spend fucking $90 on pants to have them not just like evaporate
you
in the wash.
You can get cheaper jeans at Levi's.
Well, but here's the problem. I had Levi jeans, and guess what happened, Zach?
What happened?
They fucking disintegrated in the wash.
Miles rips holes with his farts.
I wear them hard, and I've got a big ass. No, but I tore through them
Sonic,
so quickly.
He sonic blasts the booty hole.
By the way, I think that Levi jeans, like, again, it's this sort of fast fashion thing, which I don't even know they're fast fashion, but what I like about them, they are. And what I like about them is that they are made for, like, working in a construction site, so they are more durable inherently.
Ah.
They're a classic brand, and I've so far really liked them, but I just think that the affordability / flexibility of having a pant that is built for construction that I can wear to the coffee shop.
I wonder if Carhartt is not a Northeast brand, or I just revealed my socioeconomic background.
Whoa. Zach's not aware of the working class.
I've never heard of this brand, but I love myself a Dickie.
Yeah, it's very similar to Dickies. Again, Zach, I'll say it for the third time.
I just like I like saying Dickies. I like wearing Dickies.
Yeah.
Dickies, and you gotta protect your Dickie.
The thing that I will say about a Dickie mm-hmm. is that I think that it's not summer appropriate.
They're hot.
They don't breathe. But for the winter,
mm-hmm.
keep them leggies protected.
So that's what I'm going to be telling you, to get those Carhartt pants. And honestly, they're not a Spawn, but we really got to start getting my advice to line up with a Spawn. That'd be funny.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right, well,
bye.
Have a good-ass week.